from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Mix Bag.
Whoa.
Which is brought to you by Broward Health. Well into your future. All righty then. We're talking football. Let's stay on football. Let's stay on local football.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill, number one player in the NFL, according to his peers.
Number one.
I was going to come back with a sandwich.
I did, actually.
Yeah. No. You know, very rarely do I have to take a phone call when it comes. Mm. That was Robert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Is he good?
Yeah. He just don't. He said, what time? He said, you still doing the radio? I'm like, yeah. What time? I said, 10 to 2. Oh, okay. And he just goes on to his conversation.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, we can't disturb the great Robert Smith, you know? Yeah. 37.
He did say, since Tom Brady's in with Fox, I got moved back to college.
Oh, did he?
Man. Yeah.
I didn't even. Yeah, damn it.
I think he likes college more though. It's like the thing is, it's got to be harder in college now keeping track of everybody.
Who is Fox doing now? Like, are they doing the SEC?
No, they do Big Ten. They have the Saturday.
They have Big Ten. I thought CBS had Big Ten.
No, Fox has the Saturday. I think Fox has that Saturday night game.
Oh, okay, so they're still doing their whole thing where like Big Saturday and all that.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very cool.
It says Fox primarily covers Big Ten and Big 12 and holds right to Big Ten championship.
Well, yeah. I just figured CBS took over because they hogged all the scones in Indianapolis. Mm. All right, Mark boy, what do we got from Tyreek Hill in the mixed bag here today?
Tyreek Hill, after being voted number one, having excellent start to his Dolphins career, says there's only one more thing he has to do, and that's to get that playoff dub. Here's Cheetah.
What's the next big step for me? I don't know. I really haven't thought about that, man. But as a team go, and what I want, like, for this whole team, man, is just to win a playoff game. That's step one for all of us, man. I think that's something that, you know, we all can build on, you know, moving forward, you know, going deeper into the playoffs. And that's something that we can live with forever because it hasn't been done in, what, 23, 24 years? And for us to be able to, you know, do something special like that with this team, we can look back on it 50 years from now when we all come back and say, man, we had a great team, man, back in 2024, man. I remember those practices. So that's what I want for this team. Like, that's what I want for myself, man, to have moments like that with my brothers, man, because a lot of these guys I came in the league with, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of veterans on this team. The prior years I've been here, it was a real young team, but the years now, we got guys that I came into the league with, guys that I played with, you know, played with or against, and it's a beautiful thing, man. So I got a real good relationship with a lot of guys. So I would want that.
All right, there you go. I've seen this be the common talking point this year, is that everybody's really focused on just snapping the playoff streak, the playoff win streak.
Can I just say this? Although I get where everybody's coming from, that cannot be your damn goal.
I agree. What? Really?
Because listen, are you familiar with fans? They're just going to move the bar. So your goal needs to be what has been every year since the day you started playing the sport, win the champion.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bishop in whatever league you're playing in.
Dude,
end of discussion. But I blame the fans, and I blame all these people that keep throwing these questions there, and they're trying to appease them.
That's not fair. It's not fair
because we have won a playoff game to win. So if you win a playoff game, is that enough?
Here's what I would say though. No, it's not.
Why does that have to be a goal?
Well, I don't like it. I don't like the fact that that has now been set as the goal. It should be a goal, but I agree with Cody, who says
that is a goal.
That's not a goal.
That is a goal because that's what everybody is talking about.
I like what Cody says, where he says that's not a goal. That's a requirement. Like, that is the bare minimum of all the money that's been thrown and all of the commitment that's been thrown to this team.
It's a requirement for everybody, though. It's not. Listen. Not for nothing. Winning a playoff game and winning a championship is hard.
I understand. Okay? I understand.
It's very hard. Stop making it seem like it's just so easy. You have all this. You should be doing this. It's not that easy. So, yes.
25 years, baby.
Okay, that's, again, Tyreek Hill shouldn't give a damn about that.
You shouldn't have lost to the Titans. No, you
shouldn't. Wait. He should care about trying to win a championship.
Yes.
Because if you win a championship, you're going to win 3 playoff games.
Of course. That's
so it. Then stop it with that. Stop it with everybody saying, we haven't won a playoff game in 24. Who cares? You won a championship in 50.
Hold on. The coach is changing the meetings to 24 after the hour.
Because that's what everybody's been harping on with him.
Well, then he's got to be dead. I don't know. Listen, if it's not either it's a thing or it's not a thing.
Okay. Again, I know how this is going to play out, right? They may win one playoff game. They may win two, right? At no point in time is anybody in this city or state going to say, good season, good season. You're going to complain about the way they lost the last game. You're never happy.
If they win their first playoff game, there'll be people who'll be like, I'm so glad it happened.
No, I promise you.
If they got to the conference final, if they got to the conference championship, that would be a big deal. Which is what I wanted last year. That was my requirement last year.
They didn't have the team to do that at the end of last year.
I understood by the end of that they didn't. You know, they're out there. They had janitors pass rushing.
But that's what I'm saying. So wait, we're here. While saying this should happen, put everything in its proper perspective. That's all I'm saying. Right? Nobody gives a rat's ass about a playoff win. You want to win a championship. That's what every player, every coach.
I think you and I agree here. I think we agree, but you seem like you disagree with me, but I don't think we disagree.
I don't like it.
I think we're on the same page, though.
I don't like your delivery.
I think your delivery is, you're saying, playoff win. That's not a goal. I agree.
Same.
Championship's the goal. That's a goal.
So what about the people complaining about, we haven't won the division championship?
It's fine to whine about that, but it's not the biggest deal. Like, if you come and you win a playoff, like, if you go and you win a playoff game this year and that's it, all right, good, you take it. But that should not be the goal of this team.
You're just going to complain about how they lost the second playoff game. I'm familiar with fans. Stop all of a sudden acting like you're understanding.
Dade South says there's fans that don't appreciate two finals appearances in the Jimmy era. Yeah, they are ingrates. They're idiots.
But I'm just saying. That's the way fans are. So don't sit here and complain about not being in a playoff for 24 years or have some of these kids wasn't even born. And then after they win a playoff game, you're just going to move the bar. I know fans.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Didn't realize something you guys agreed on would be so divisive. It's so strange.
What the hell is that, Marcos?
You guys are like fighting.
Let me just tell you something. Sometimes we agree. But dude comes, he don't come in with the right
attitude. I literally feel like Brick from Anchorman, who's like, I don't know what we're yelling about. It really
was. And then Leroy's like, fine, I can't. We agree. But these other Dolphin fans.
I've always been that way. Yeah. Right? They just keep moving the bar.
I just think it's a weak-ass goal. Ooh, it's been a playoff game. But you're the cheetah. The cheetah doesn't say that.
Like Dolphin fans all across the county.
That's like the Olympic sprinter that says, "Well, I made it to the finals."
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, but I almost
came in eighth. Like nobody knows who came in eighth place in that 100.
Nope. I don't even know.
You guys aren't Brazil who made the quarterfinals with a 1-2 record.
How did that even happen?
Point differential.
Oh, okay. I was like, you just had to win one game or something. Like that's strange.
What else you got, Marcos?
Dolphin fans everywhere seem to be agreeing with both of your guys' sentiment that Super Bowl, or at least more than one playoff victory, or bust. Pitbull, new owner of FIU Stadium over there.
Are you going to call it the Pit?
The Pit. Damn. That's good. That's good. The Panther Pit. Wow. We got something going on over here, but Pitbull on ESPN says he's got the Dolphins when it comes to Super Bowl champions this year.
How do you think this Dolphins team will go this year?
Well, for one, congrats to Tua, Tyreek Hill, and I know that the Dolphins at this point, again, underdogs, you know, with the people that didn't believe in them and what they were going to bring to the field. Last year, they made a statement, and it was hard to play against, you know, them boys in negative 50 degree weather, especially coming from Miami. You know, it's like, hey, once we thaw out, then maybe we could play this game. But hey, you could see that they are ready to take it all the way, take it to the house and bring home a Super Bowl.
Yeah, definitely a different environment when you go from South Florida.
I'm saying it right now. Miami Dolphins are going to bring it home to the 305 Super Bowl champions. If you think it's a game, I'm going to tell you like we say in Miami, play with it. I love
it. Wow. Hey, that's a goal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal.
Gooseys. That's what I'm talking about, Pitbull.
I'm going to tell you how goals work. Here's one of my goals in college. Here's one of my goals in the NFL. Mm. All right. First goal every year, beat Notre Dame. Why? That was our first game. want to get off to a good start, right?
Yep, yep.
Then beat Ohio State. You beat Ohio State, the next one will take care of itself, right? That is, you win the Big Ten championship. Then win the Rose Bowl, right? Now, all the other things that happen with those goals are a result of you accomplishing those, whether it's national championship or whatever. We didn't have a playoff. So from that standpoint, different, you know, different thought process. But here's what the Dolphins did. Beat Jacksonville. You want to give to a good start.
Yeah. Right?
Win the division. You win the division, you're probably going to get a home playoff game. You're not going to have to play in the cold.
Statement game week 2 against the Bills.
Oh,
no, we're on the same page. Why'd you stop?
You're statement game. Rolling, man. It is an early statement game, though. You get blown out by the Bills.
That's a statement. Rolling, baby. That still doesn't stop you from winning the division.
No. Okay. Statement, though.
Then win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Right. Now, all the other crap that everybody's talking about, those are all taken care of if you win the first game, win the division, win the Super Bowl. Because in order to win a division, you got to have a number of wins. Then you're going to play a home playoff game, right? Now you ain't going to have to worry about the cold.
True.
And then your fate is in your hands.
Game's on your terms.
Right. So.
Wasn't for that damn Titans game.
Making it a goal to win a playoff game when there's so many other steps to get to that. It's kind of why I'm like, it's a garbage, you know. They're just appeasing what the people have been saying. That's it.
This is why I like Pitbull style, you know. We are the Dolphins.
Goodbye.
Oh! What? That's on the point, Dolphins!
-1.
Marcos.
Yeah. No, that was...
One more time.
-1.
-1 again. No. Because he gonna try to resell it.
-1.
He gonna repackage it and try to deliver it to us again.
Toby's
and
I'm show just, pony.
That's a preemptive -1.
That why? This is too harsh a punishment.
Can I just tell
minus
you?
-1.
That might have been some of your worst work.
For show poniness.
The Dolphins?
No.
There it goes. No. There it goes. Came back.
And see, I told you he was going to try to repackage it. I told you. That's why we did a preemptive -1.
-1.
I'm familiar with your work. I'm familiar with it. That was terrible. Toby, that was terrible. You know what that was? Wow. That was Liam Eichenberg.
Whoa.
What? Let's not say things we can't take back.
I don't want to take it back.
Why is Sexy Sauce saying write them up? What does that mean? Give me a ticket.
Yes. Dude. Can I just tell you? Oh my goodness, that was so bad.
Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphins.
All right. Can I ask
Miami
you a question?
Dolphins numero uno.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did that you just ran with it? You didn't even consult?
I thought I sold it well.
No, dude. You sold a poop bird.
You can't picture the shirts?
No.
Dolphins.
No. That's terrible.
Dude, sounds so suspension worthy.
Yes, it is.
You want me to lend to take me away in handcuffs?
Yes, dude. That, you know what? Like, go stand in the corner. You just need to go in the corner. So just, you need to be penalized for that. That was so bad.
Marcos?
Nah, dude. Not good, man. Nah, dude.
Man. Marcos like, bro, I normally got your back. But no.
I already wrote a ticket.
Take a break back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.